You are listening to episode 003 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today, we will be interviewing Kayla Pritchard, a.k.a. Big Cook, and finding out his keto journey and experiences. He started his weight at 366 pounds back on February 26, 2018. It is now mid-July, and see where he is at now. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Keto Island Boys podcast, brought to you by The Shane Company. Although flowers and candy make a great gift, jewelry is still the most memorable. Here at The Shane Company, we've designed an elegant little bracelet made from 14-karat gold. You can choose from red garnet, blue topaz, or purple amethyst. It can be worn with jeans or with dress, and it will always be in style as you would want your gift to be. Now you have a friend of the diamond business, The Shane Company. From I-5 or I-405, take the Alderwood Mall Boulevard exit. We're located in our own building between the Macy's and I-5. Open weeknights till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or visit us online at shaneco.com.
That was a good old Catch a Fire.
With Seriously.
Yeah, we seriously went to go see them
here in Seattle
on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us to our subject of, let's just talk about it. I was drinking alcohol that night.
Oh, I was too. I actually only had one drink because I had to work the next day. So, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, making good keto choices while drinking alcohol. So, what was that one drink that you had?
I had a Crown on the Rocks, little whiskey on the rocks, kept it nice and clean, and it's keto friendly. If you're wondering, whiskey is keto friendly. There's hardly any sugar in a shot of whiskey. So, that's what I had the whole night.
And that's basically what I had, too. I had... Well, actually, I had a shot of tequila, which I did not want with the lime. But that's keto friendly, correct?
Tequila is
keto friendly. I did have a couple whiskeys on the rocks too. I believe I had Crown too, and then I may have had a Coors Light too. So, which isn't the most keto. choice, but just kind of want to keep it real out there. But it is a light beer, and I do remember, actually, I remember Jeff telling me it's okay to have one Coors Light. You don't want to have more than that, though.
I don't know. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah.
Months ago. Okay, maybe before. When I first started, but I wouldn't say that now.
Oh, you wouldn't say that now? No. You would just totally cut out the beer.
I've cut out beer. I don't drink beer.
Anymore. I just want to keep it real out there. I mean, I did have a beer, so...
it's fine.
But for the most part, I'd like to think I kept it mostly keto-friendly, and so...
And what else did you have, beer?
I just want to first talk about the alcohol. So what happens, you know, like, and then we always love to preface this, we're not nutritionists, dietitians... doctors of any sort. We're just a couple of island boys. I would say guys. Island boys, since we are the Keto Island Boys. We're just a couple of island boys that like to do this keto diet and have been experiencing a lot of benefits, and you can obviously see it. And so, but when it comes to alcohol, a lot of times what happens is...
Being as social as we are, you know, every week we have some birthdays or happy hours or, I mean...
Baby showers to weddings to everything.
It's hard to avoid it. There's
food at all of these events, right?
Absolutely.
And then a lot of times there's alcohol too. And we like to drink. We like to have fun. We like to go to these concerts and festivals. And I'm not gonna lie, I also like to, you know, smoke too. Yep. So like a lot of times
We are in Seattle, so hey, smoking is
legal out here.
It's legal out here, so recreational. You made it sound like it was a bad thing.
I mean, it's still most of the United States, it is not legal.
That's
but,
true.
You know, out here on the left coast.
206?
206 is definitely is legal, you know, so. So yeah, you're going to have these, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have times where you're going to want to do one or the other if that's something that you like to do. And
or both in your case, right?
Well, that was me on... Hey, I know, that's terrible.
I know, I did too. I took
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you actually blazed with me, right? That's right, before we went in to go see Catch a Fire.
Yeah.
So you just got to think of alcohol. So when you think of the keto diet, right, what happens to the... why is it named the keto diet? What happens to your body?
I mean, you're basically just, burning fat as your primary fuel source.
And that happens through a process called
ketosis.
Ketosis, right? So when you drink alcohol, it doesn't bring you out of ketosis like carbs and sugar does, because carbs and sugar will cut you out of ketosis.
Yeah.
It'll basically, your body will start utilizing that sugar that it now has in the body as fuel and as for energy. But from our studies and findings and talking to people and researching, alcohol, especially the ones that we were drinking, the whiskey, the tequila, is said to not take you out of ketosis, but it actually pauses everything. Yeah. So, right, your body, once you has that alcohol in its system, it's going to try to filter that out first. So what you are doing is doing any sort of fat burning that your body was doing, it's going to put that on pause.
Yeah.
And it's going to remove that alcohol from your system. And then once that alcohol is finally removed from your system, then you will actually go back into ketosis.
Yeah.
So, or it'll actually restart. It won't knock you out like sugar or carbs will, but the alcohol will basically just, it's basically pushing the pause button on burning fat.
And since we're doing this as a lifestyle, hey, you can pause it for a little bit. That's fine. We're going to continue to be doing this, keto.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so hey, you can pause it for a little while, a couple days. It's all good.
Absolutely.
We'll get back into it. It's not like the end of the world, it's
life happens. Yeah, you might be at a dinner or something where you don't have the options, and maybe fasting is, not an option for you too, because you don't want to be rude or anything.
Right.
It's like, hey, the sugar is everywhere. It's sugar and carbs is everywhere, even in hospitals. Because that brings me to my other point. I was at the University of Washington Medical Center the other day, and I went into their cafeteria, and 60 to 70 to 80%, I'd say 75% of the food in there was all high in carbs and sugar.
Yeah.
There was literally not very much keto foods available, which is hella funny because, so what I did end up eating that day for lunch was I got a double patty burger with double the cheese and bacon. And as the cook was giving me the food, he was like, oh, this is the heart attack or the cardiac attack.
So you, just
and I was like... Okay, right. If you say so, and it's like, damn, that blows my mind that you could be in a place like the hospital and they don't have that many real good keto options. And then, but it makes sense. Carbs make people money. So, and the hospital's still a place of business. So even a place that helps out sick people, man, it's like... It's crazy.
Yeah. You made the choices, and you knew what you needed to order, and you were good.
I had to get two extra sides of ranch, and I was, because it was, and it was actually bomb, so.
So going back to this concert, I want to know.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I saw him at the concert, and he's like, I'm hungry, and so during the concert afterwards, you ended up... going somewhere, right? You
went to 7-Eleven? Yeah, actually I had the munchies. I don't know if it was from the alcohol or if it was from the recreational marijuana, but either way, it made me super duper hungry. And in the concert venue, that we were at in Fremont happened to have literally two blocks away a 7-Eleven that was still there. So,
what'd you order? What'd you get?
Well, if you listen to the interview with Cook, you'll hear what I did order. Right.
But I also went somewhere else after, which I could talk about now. So.
So, then after the concert, it ended at like 11:30.
11:30.
And we're like, oh, hey, the night's still young.
I felt good because I had just gone to 7-Eleven. And if you want to know what I ordered, you could listen to our interview with Big Cook, also a.k.a. Kayla Pritchard. You can listen to that interview. It's coming up soon to find out what I ordered there.
So then we decided to go to this old school hip hop, 90s R&B place down in Capitol Hill.
Tuesday nights in Capitol Hill. Tuesday. Every Tuesday night they do 90s.
Havanas.
It's at Havana in Tuesday nights in Seattle. So
it's so nice.
The music's dope if you like 90s music, 90s R&B, hip-hop.
Oh, man. So we were there for at least an hour or so, and then Heinz took off.
Took off. It took a lift back to my apartment.
Did you make it?
However, I did have a pit stop because for some reason I was hungry again. Like I said, I didn't drink when I was at Havana because I knew I had to work the next day, and I was already pretty buzzed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, made a pit stop at McDonald's.
And all right.
I ordered two fish fillets.
Oh, we'll get to that in our we have a segment where we talk about our menu. And you'll hear that what we ordered.
You know what? I'll actually bring that up, and my Lyft driver actually gave me a tip on how to order what I ordered at a cheaper price. I didn't order because I already had a snack earlier, I didn't order that much, but yeah. We'll talk about what I ordered there. But, yeah, basically, throughout the night, I think the worst thing I had, though, was that Coors Light. Outside of that, I pretty much kept it keto-friendly, still lived my life, still felt...
Where prior to doing this, you would just go... You probably would go to 7-Eleven, get a bag of chips.
Chips, candy, for sure, chocolate... and I would have definitely, and then if I went to McDonald's, I would have definitely got a large fry with a Sprite. Sprite's my favorite soda. But those are some of the things that I would have gotten pre keto Heinz.
I hear you, man.
What would you get at McDonald's pre-keto?
We'll talk about that.
In
our last segment.
We're jumping the gun today. Yeah, we just want to get all this information.
So, tell them what we're going to be listening to next.
In this next segment, we're going to be interviewing Big Cook, aka Kayla Pritchard. You know, he is probably one of the closest people to me, and I was, after witnessing Jeff. Be on the keto diet in February you were on it already for
September.
So he was already about 5 to 6 months in, and seeing the progress that he's doing, I was like, okay, I definitely want to try this out if Jeff is doing it, and just seeing the benefits that he's had from doing it, I'm like, wanted to try it out, brought it up to Big Cook,
brought it up to
Cook about, hey, what do you think about possibly doing something like this? Because I think I'm going to do it. So I think we mutually agreed to start on the same day, and I couldn't start. So I'll be quite honest. He started on February 26th. I wanted to start around that same time, and I couldn't. I was feeling too bad.
Sure.
And so I ended up starting March 1st. I said, you know what? I need to do this on the first of the month and then go from there.
Yeah.
You know, and so he started a few days before me because he started basically right when he said he would. I went back into old habits, and I just couldn't. It was hard for me to just start, you know. So that's why we have two different start dates. His is February 26th. Mine is March 1st. And so here we are today, one podcast later,
it was a great interview with him, Cook. I mean,
yep,
it hit hard. Like I knew exactly what he was going through and how he started and the benefits and how he's feeling good right now. It's great. Yeah,
especially in the same sense, like being the only person, one of the only people out of your friends group and family group and church group and whoever, basically the people that see you every day, like being that first person to actually do it, stick with it, and then see the results is, I have to say, I would never have guessed myself doing a keto podcast because Jeff started this diet back in September. But that's basically what has happened.
Hey, well, I wouldn't have done this if you didn't spearhead it too. So yeah, I think this is great information. And if you, if you jump on our, you know, Instagram page, man, there's just so many people who are wanting to learn to do this. And and such a great experience.
And there's a lot of other keto podcasts out there, too, that have great information. Yep. We're just giving you our Island Boys sort of perspective. So, you know, we're not trying to follow any, you know, we're just trying to do our thing, you know, and be ourselves. And so, so get ready for this interview. Hopefully you enjoy it and have some good takeaways.
It sounds a little grainy. Cook was in the car when he was interviewing with us. And so, if you hear a little scratchiness, then that's what it's from.
So, and we're still getting to learn how to use this app, too. So we're still figuring out some of this technical stuff. But, hey, we're just going to go with it. Yep. And if it's raw, it's raw. That's, you know, that's how Jeff likes it. He likes it raw. So, hopefully you guys enjoy this interview. And,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Hey, welcome to the Keto Island Boys podcast, bro. Just waiting for my co-host to jump on. Hello?
Hey,
can you hear me? Hey, okay. Oh, hey. Well, thank you. We have our first guest on the show, and we have Kayla Pritchard, a.k.a. Big Cook, on Twitter and on Instagram.
Hey.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're doing this show, you know, because we are trying to, like, you know, get the word out about this amazing keto diet that we've been doing for the past few months. And you're one of the biggest success stories that has been on it so far that I have personally, you know what I mean? So
Okay. Hello?
Sorry, I switched my headphones. So, we had some technical difficulties. We're still getting used to this Anchor app, which I think is really good.
You're our first interview, man. Welcome to our podcast.
You're our first interview. So I'll let Jeff start it out. So, by the way, this is my co-host, Jeff Crisologo.
Yeah, what's up, Boos? Jeff?
What up, Boos?
Good, man. Good. I started this, I think, like 9 months ago. And so, man, it's been going like clockwork ever since. So everything's been going good. And Heinz told me about, you know, you doing it and how well it's worked for you. And you're probably getting all the same, you know, people will be like, man, what have you been doing? You look good. And like, give me your secrets and tips and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, man. It's been good, man.
How did you start doing it? And then, when did you start doing it?
Well, crazy was Heinz. Remember I had called Heinz and we were conversating and we were talking about going on diets. I was actually going to do like an Atkins or whatever. I'm going to try to do Eat to Live again.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's Eat to Live?
Eat to Live.
What is that?
Which is strictly just fruits and veggies, no salt, no, you know, and I was on that before. And it worked. But you know, I was miserable, but it worked. So,
which is another reason why I love to do the keto diet.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to that, I remember having this conversation, and then you were like, and then Heinz brought up that, you know, you had just read about the keto, and I think you were talking about that Jeff was on it. Jeff was on it. And then you were like, oh, let's just do that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you know. So you kind of introduced me to it, and then kind of went from there. And February 26th, which is the Monday after we had that conversation.
2018. Yeah, okay, nice.
Yeah, February 26th, 2018 was my start date, which is that Monday.
And then when you started, did you do a lot of research or kind of just went into it cold, or how did it just go for you?
Yeah, so Hines shot me some information on it, and then he was, texting me a bunch of links and stuff like that. And then I, obviously did my own research. But yeah, I mean, basically had like had a weekend to kind of, research it, but not much research, just kind of went into it blind and just kind of learned on the way. So,
did you go on a major binge so you started on a Monday? Did you go on a major binge that like Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Because that's what I did.
Not really.
Try to eat. Wow.
Not really. That Sunday, I mean, I made sure I had a good meal. But I mean, nothing. I didn't like go out of my way to like.
Oh, I definitely went out of my way. I got. Yeah.
Was it like a box of pizza?
Rice Krispie treats. I went hard just because I was like, I need to get this all out of my system. Gummies, all that.
I was, looking back, I probably should have, but I'm good, man.
What weight did you start out at when you first started?
So weighed in that Monday, and I actually didn't weigh myself till after I got off of work that day. And I was, 366 was my initial weight.
Wow. And then today it's so a week from today it'll be exactly March, April, May, June, July. It'll be exactly 5 months.
Yeah.
In 1 week. And what are you at today? Or when's the last time you weighed yourself?
So the last time I weighed was Friday of this past Friday, and I was 287.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're literally 1 pound away from being down
80.
Shut up.
How many pant sizes have you gone down?
Another one. Which is more importantly.
What's crazy is I haven't even like went out to buy clothes yet. Like I keep, like I don't want to buy clothes. And then,
was Jeff's number one pet peeve when he started, because he was buying clothes as he was losing weight.
Well, I did it the wrong way. And had I known now what I did before, I totally would have not done this. I kept buying clothes to fit whatever weight I'm at.
Well,
and
what's funny?
And kept losing. Yeah.
The funny thing about that is because I went through a major weight loss prior, and Hines knows this.
Oh yeah.
And I made that mistake. I was buying clothes as I was losing, and I was buying clothes like every week and a half, man. Like it was crazy. So just kind of learning from that experience, I was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna chill and buying clothes. And good thing
you still have. I was gonna say, it must look really baggy on you.
But I'm like, screw it. I'll look a little, look like I'm from the 90s for a little bit, and then.
That's awesome. Another thing you said you wish that you kind of went on a binge before you started this, right? So now you're 80 pounds down, and it's you're doing great. What do you miss? Like, what things do you miss having, that maybe you used to regularly have? Or,
What's crazy is I really don't miss anything. Like,
wow.
I miss just like making a sandwich and like eating one. You know what I mean? Like, having something. Yeah. I don't miss candy. I don't miss having rice, and you know what I mean? It'd be nice to have some, but I'm good without it. I'm not, which is the beautiful thing about this diet, is like I don't feel deprived of anything. Like,
right.
So like I'm good. But yeah, like, pizza comes, everybody's eating pizza. Like, yeah.
I eat it with a fork. I eat it with a fork. I'll take the fork and I'll, and you know, people look at me like I'm wasting.
Oh, yeah. Like, they hate when I eat pizza. Like, I'm just killing the toppings, bro. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Like, I'll still be... go ahead. Have you noticed, like, your energy? Has your energy levels
changed? Man. Like, yeah. It's good. But, you know, and that varies, too, just when you're in and out of ketosis. But, like, yeah. But, like, it's for the most part, yeah. I'm my energy's levels gone up. Like, I feel great in the morning, you know, which is new because I'm not a morning person. So,
Have you noticed any improvement to, like, maybe overall health in general, too, along with your energy?
Like, you know, especially when, like, what I do for work, like, I'm on my feet all day, you know what I mean? So, like, just, I mean, that weight loss alone is just such a huge improvement on everything. Knees, everything. And then, you know, getting up there in age, too, like, you kind of feel all that, so.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, man, it was good. It's good. Like, I feel great, so. Which is part of the reason, you know, part of the driving force behind me, you know, just, like, sticking with it. And,
Has any of your, like, friends or family, have they started doing keto or kind of dabbled in it since you've been doing it?
Absolutely, man.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, man. Like, just, like not just my family, but, like, my church. I cats from our church, man. Like, they've actually, like, formed a little group, like, a keto group. Like, it's funny, man. It's good.
What?
Yeah, man.
And you're the go-to person, right? They go ask you. It's so funny how that works. And the only reason why they started is because, like, they see such good progress and seeing what you've done. They probably would have not done it if you didn't have any results. Same with me. Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you tell them? What kind of advice do you give them?
I tell them, like, it's, you know, like, you've got to want to do it. Like, you can't just say that you want to do it and then, got to just make that decision because it is a lifestyle change, you know what I mean? Especially after years of just you know,
eating a certain way,
exactly, and then thinking that you know what healthy is, you know, healthy eating is, and and then, like, you know, like, so I can eat fats and, you know, like, good fats, like, you know what I mean, like,
I mean, ultimately, I still feel like, you know, they say good fats and bad fats, but me personally, I'm always on the thing. I'm always on. I'd rather have you eat the worst fat out there than eat any type of sugar.
That's just, you know
what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, maybe I should preference this by saying, like, I'm not, like, any dietitian or anything.
Oh, yeah.
We love saying that. I'm not a keto expert.
I don't. I'm not keeping track of macros. So, and that's kind of like their first questions, too. Like, what are you keeping track? I'm like, man, I'm just changing the way I eat. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not keeping track of how much of each thing I'm putting in me, but, you know, like.
What do you think is the hardest thing for you when you started keto, and then what's the hardest thing for the other people that you've also influenced to start keto? What's, like, their biggest, what's just the hardest part about starting it for you and for the people that you've also been sort of coaching?
It's getting out of habits, especially as polys, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're so used to having certain things with certain things, you know what I mean?
Like what?
We'll just use someone for an instance. Like, you know, there's certain foods you have to have with taro. There's certain foods that you have to have with bananas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, they just kind of go together. Like, I mean, you don't have to, but they just, you are raised eating it like that. So, like, you know what I mean?
But then
us growing up too, like, you know, like, used to have an egg, some kind of starch, potatoes, whatever. So, like, it was just getting used to, it was just habits was probably the hardest thing.
But it makes sense, too, because it makes sense. You're trying to feed maybe you have a family of 5 or a family of 10, and you're trying to feed all of them. The cheapest thing to feed all of them is starch, right? Is, you know, some sort of rice, some sort of potatoes, some sort of
dollar ten for box of Hamburger Helper, bro. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh man, I love Hamburger Helper.
You know, prior to doing this, starting this, and you've done other things. You've tried weight losses. What was the most amount of time that you stuck with it and seen results as opposed to doing keto since February? The Eat Live
was probably Eat to Live. I did Eat to Live hard because it's Eat to Live is pretty strict. And I went hardcore on that for about, I don't know, what do you say, Aaron? It's like, I probably went hardcore like three to 4 months and then just kind of like did my own revised version of it.
too restrictive, right? Sometimes when things are too restrictive, kind of turns you off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then it's like becomes like you've got. Thing I like about keto is like I can find stuff at home to eat. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to go break the bank to go to do keto. So.
Wait, what did you say? Can you repeat that again? You kind of faded out. And so
I said, I don't have to, yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah, break the bank. Yeah.
The thing about diets sometimes is they are expensive because you got to buy all these certain things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went
to 7-Eleven the other night, and you know the thing you taught me with the nachos.
Okay, tell the nacho thing. Tell them what you do with 7-Eleven.
Don't be.
So you know, if you go to 7-Eleven, you could get the nachos, right? And then what you do is you take the whole nachos out because it comes in its own separate plastic bag, but it also comes in the container so that you could put the nachos with the cheese, right? So what we used to do, or what we would do, is take the bag out of the container and just fill the entire container up with cheese. But so I did that, except I did it with the hot dog. So I did it. I asked for a hot dog without the bun, and then I filled, because you get free cheese and chili, right? So I filled up the whole container with the hot dog in it, with just cheese, and then I added jalapenos. And then a little bit of onions, but mostly jalapenos. And then I bought a bag of pork rinds, the spicy pork rinds. Dude, $5. 7-Eleven, all keto, all good. And it was bomb.
Is that stuff actually cheese, though?
I know, right? I'm questioning that cheese thing, too.
I mean, it tastes like cheese. I mean,
yeah, we'll do a research. We'll do some research on 7-Eleven cheese. Yeah.
But we'll have to.
I feel like this was like 3 a.m. or something.
I mean, it was late at night. Yeah, kind of. But I mean, it was late at night. So, but
it's all making sense.
But still, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's. Like you said, you don't have to break the bank, though. So go ahead, Jeff.
Oh no, I was gonna ask you. How's your appetite been? You've noticed it, like just like we've noticed it. Like, you know, we're not as hungry. Like we don't wake up thinking about breakfast or lunch or dinner, right? It just kind of whenever, and then just eat.
Absolutely, man. Like I during the week. So this is Monday through Friday. I eat once a day. So I'll eat when I get home from work.
Which is around what time?
Probably like anywhere from 3:45 to like 4:30.
Wow.
So depending on traffic, but yeah. And then, but as soon as I get home,
yeah, absolutely. So. But prior to starting this, could you imagine someone telling you, "Hey, you're just gonna eat one meal a day"? You probably think they were crazy. Like,
oh yeah. When I tell people, they're like, "Shut up."
No, man.
Yeah.
So once again, this is not necessarily part of the keto diet. This is an additional thing that we do too, and this is what we call intermittent fasting, or time restricted eating, where you're only allowing yourself a certain times of the day to eat. And so your times to intermittent fast cook would be from when?
Noon to six. So my window's noon to six. So if I am like hungry or anything, I'll snack on something afternoon. So like after 12.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So what's your go-to snack? What do you like to snack on?
Oh, so at our work, luckily, our work. We have like
they have the no, we do. We have
guys,
it here.
Or I heard that you guys have it. The Almonte.
Yeah, the open market.
Yeah, which is pretty clutch, man. So they have like anywhere from like hard boiled eggs. They have like salami wrapped cheese. Like,
yep, pickles.
They even have pork rinds. So. But yeah, that's some, that yeah. hard salami, the spicy.
Yes, with the cheese.
Yeah,
that's
cool. And then they also have like veggies, you know,
Yeah, nice.
Speaking of go-to snack, what's your go-to meal? Like, what's your meal that you like that, or you know, favorite meal, go-to meal? Like, what do you like to eat? What do you like to cook? What's easy to make? You know.
What I like, I mean, my go-to is like, you know, can of corned beef with like eggs. Something, or I have a salad and some kind of protein.
Yeah, what do you put dressing on that salad?
I do ranch.
Oh hell yeah, ranch! Samoans love ranch.
So ranch is my go-to dressing. I'll have a bit of bread anyway.
Yep.
I can't do the olive oil only joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just on our last podcast we went over this video and they were kind of talking a lot of shit about canned corned beef specifically, so that's why I'm glad you actually said that's one of your go-to meals is that, you know, just sort of.
What's their beef?
It's high in fat.
Just,
and they were talking about how fat our people are and that we eat a lot of fat. And that's why, you know, I go.
Oh, you're talking about that little documentary thing or whatever? Like, dude, that thing's so corny.
Yep, so. Super yep, that's corny. Why it pissed me off. I'm not going to lie, when I watched it. And
No. I mean, but there's a lot of truth to it. But I feel like that whole thing was just a fit there.
Oh, totally. You know, I'm like, you're going to talk all the crap about. Yes.
The narrative that they were trying to push.
And a lot of times they don't call sugar out for what it is, you know, that, you know, and that's the issue one, I had with the documentary.
It's sugar. Carbs. And then, you know,
carbs
are especially Samoans, man. Like, we're so carb heavy.
But with the sugar too, with all the soda. I mean, if you go in Samoa, man, soda people, you know, and people drink are more likely to drink soda than water 100% of the time. So it just tastes better. You'll know it's clean. You know, it's like.
Well, that's the thing is because, it's because of that. Like, to get clean water, and you know, like for sure, now you could drink our water, but it's not going to taste great. So to get clean water, you got to buy it, right? So they're like, nah, if I'm going to buy some, I'm going to buy some.
Exactly.
that's a big issue. So.
Nice.
But I just felt the way they did it was corny. Like, old girl was corny.
I mean, it was supposed to fit the narrative that, you know, fat is bad.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar is not that bad. Which is, you know, another reason why we're doing this podcast is to kind of, you know, call sugar out on what it is, man. It's poison, you know, and.
You know what the most beautiful thing about, like,
what is that?
Sugar is everything that tastes sweet.
Like, amen. That's actually a great point.
It's amazing what I find.
Like what?
Just like stuff that I used to not like, and like I can taste, like, it's weird.
Do you drink a LaCroix now or a sparkling water?
Those are
our go-to. Me and Heinz love the sparkling waters.
Oh, what's funny is I used to clown on people that
we did
too.
We used to think it's gross.
Bougie ass. Who the hell?
Dude, I'll kill three or four of those easily in like a 2-3 hour period, you know, especially on days where I'm fasting, you know, so.
Yeah. What's crazy is so like, what was it? July 11th.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I got off of work, went to 7-Eleven, and it was set, so July 11th.
Oh, yeah, free Slurpee day.
Free Slurpee day. So I go in there to buy smokes, right? And I'm like, oh, free Slurpee day. I go and look, and they had a, like, they had a sugar-free
one. Oh, okay.
Like a lemon, yeah, like a lemonade sugar. But, you know, like, it's, like, watery. So it wasn't,
oh,
like,
yeah,
red.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, and the one that you get for free is, like, small, right? So, and I was like, man, and it's super hot. I was like, all right, I'll just get a Coke one. You know, it's a small. Like,
what?
I'm just going to drink it all at home, right? Yeah. Bro, couldn't even finish it. It was so damn sweet, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
I couldn't even finish a small. Like, I literally took, like, two sips. I was like, man, I'm
cool.
Now,
dude, here, another question. This is, speaking of that, so that's, you know, that's kind of like a cheat moment, basically, right? It, throughout the last 4.5 months, 5 months, how often have you cheated? And
so, having had like an all-out cheat meal.
No,
go ahead.
Okay.
So I went hardcore for like 3 months. So I didn't eat marinated meats.
Wow.
No breaded meats. No, like, I was asking what, you know, is this,
I'm not gonna lie, when I started, Jeff, I don't know about you, Jeff, did you, like, when it came to breaded items, you know, things like fried fish or like marinated, like Korean meat, you know, like bulgogi or kalbi, did that ever stop you from eating those types of things
initially? Because I wasn't really aware, and didn't even occur to me that some of the meats with the sauces, I ate it, you know, sometimes I'd go out and I'd eat it, but now that I've been doing it for so long, now I'm more aware, right? Because we've been doing this for a long time, and we kind of read labels all the time, so I am way more aware now of what I'm eating now, or what kind of marinades or kind of breading, than I used to when I first started, because I had known nothing about what was going into the kind of foods that we ate. So yeah, I've changed since.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I just like the way those things taste, so I was always quite surprised when Cook wouldn't eat some of those things, and I was like, man, you are so strict right now. So yeah.
Yeah. But like, over time, like, I've now, you know, like, every once in a while, I'll eat like a marinade, sure, you know, whatever. I'll do Korean barbecue. You know,
that's probably one of my favorites.
I'll have like a crispy chicken salad. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But even though you do that, and you occasionally, but isn't the best thing about keto is that you can go right back into ketosis within a day or two? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, you binge a little bit, but whatever, right? Because you can always get back into this thing right away.
Yeah, which is a great thing.
I think,
like, it's not like.
Yeah, I think for most of us too, it's like, I try not to say it's a diet. It's just easier to kind of say it that way, but it totally is a lifestyle, right? Like, I don't see myself going back and ever eating the way I used to. You know, I could see myself going on a vacation for, you know, a week or two and not really caring about what I eat. Yeah. But once I get back in, like, my everyday. But with the intermittent fasting, right, and the and just how it makes me feel, I can't see myself ever going back, right? So it's more of a lifestyle change, correct? You would say?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what I tell people is, like, you know, like, they're all like, "What are you doing? Like, I heard you're doing that keto. You know, what do you got to do?" And I was like, "Oh, I just changed the way I eat. Like, I, you know, nothing."
But I feel like
when people hear lifestyle change, it's just
making better choices and decisions on a daily basis. I don't know if you heard my question. Are people asking if you work out? Have you been working out? Or
what I get, do you that say? Question too. But, like, no, like, I haven't, like, made it, like, conscious effort to go to a gym. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hoop with the nephews and whatever once in a while. I, you know, work keeps me pretty
active.
Throughout the week. So, but no, like, I'm not on the treadmill every day.
That's awesome.
Doing anything crazy.
It's a diet, man. It's a diet. I'm telling it. Yeah, it's amazing. How about have you recently had gone to a doctor or anything recently in the past since you started this, or have they seen such a great improvements in like, oh, what have you been doing or anything like that? No.
No. Haven't gone yet. My cousin wants me to though, but she's in the medical field, so she was like, oh, you should just do blood work every once in a while just to make sure you're good.
Okay.
I haven't.
Sure. Okay, no worries.
Yeah. Damn, that's. I love your story, man. So, and I just like seeing the transformation that has, you know, come about this. Jeff, do you have any other questions for?
No, I don't. I just, you know, I'm listening to Cook, and everything that he's been saying is kind of what, you know, we've been going through since we started. And, you know, like, you know, people who you haven't seen in a while, you know, they notice like big changes. And, know, I think it's good for us to just tell people, you know, hey, this is, you know, a lifestyle we've chosen and it's working well. We feel good. Our health is better. We're losing weight. It just trickles. And that's why you have so many.
And I feel like that's the best way to reach our people, man. Like our people, man, it's not as a whole, like, you know, get out there and make a public announcement. It's just hitting people individually and like on a smaller scale. And then just have it trickle down, because, you know what I mean? Like, we get out there and make a public announcement, you know, we're so used to doing ways that, doing things our way, like the island way, like, you know what I mean?
Everybody's even for like Chamorros, they love their red rice. And for the Filipinos, I don't know how you can eat adobo, and I don't know how you can eat sinigang without the rice. And I'm like, I just do it.
I'll smash some adobo.
Same thing with the Samoans. You know, how can you eat the balsami without the kalo? You know, and it's like, I just do. You know, so.
Hey, balsami. Oh my god, it's so good, together, bro.
Yeah, that's the joint. Well, and you know me, I love the mamoy, so you add mamoy to that. So, so that's why I was kind of pissed at that. Mamoy is lamb, by the way, for all you guys out there, which is why I was so pissed at her last week for calling it out. And I was like, you know, and the poor guy is trying to defend. He's like, a Samoans, we like that type of cut of meat. It's like, yeah, we love that.
And then the people that they went to, I was like, really?
It was kind of crazy. You know, they try to take the most extreme cases and versions of people and stuff. So, but...
And I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's no denying our people need help. but I just felt like, it was just super corny the way.
Yeah, I mean, just real quick, just off that, I think in Samoa they outlaw turkey tails.
In
the country of Samoa, they have outlawed turkey tails, which are because they're high in fat, right?
So what's crazy is
Coca-Cola can go ahead and keep selling that Coke, that Sprite, that pineapple soda.
Oh yeah, all day,
damn,
all day. Cause turkey tail don't make you bread, bro. ain't nobody getting rich off of turkey tail.
So that's so crazy, yeah. But people are getting rich off of Coca-Cola all day, which is, that's what we need to do. We need to rethink. You know, everybody needs to rethink the way they look at our foods, you know, so.
What's crazy, right? So we hosted some New Zealand cats this past week. And there was a dude that came. It was a keyboard player for Lopi Mariners.
Shout out to
24
Lopi.
Years old, born and raised. Shout out
and
to
his
Lopi.
New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Born and raised in New Zealand. Came here, had turkey tail for the first time.
What?
Samoan cat, bro. Like,
that's amazing.
Because
they're outlawed?
Yeah. So, like, because he's been to Samoa, Upolu, but he's never had it in Upolu. Wow. You know, so, and then he's never had it in, because I guess turkey tail is not a thing
anymore. Samoans love the turkey tails. They're high in fat. I got to bring some for you, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an acquired taste sometimes. Yeah. So.
But I had Jeff to taste the mamoy, and what did you think of that lamb I brought?
Oh, man, it was so good. The lamb adobo?
Yeah.
Hey, that's all you, man. I don't I can't even. Well,
maybe if I make it an adobo cook, you will actually like it. I think you might actually like it. Like, because with the.
Gotta be like super curry.
I did it with
something.
The, you know, with the adobo sauce. So a lot of soy sauce and vinegar and no sugar or anything. Mm. But dude, it was pretty bomb. And then when it cools down, the layer of fat is so thick. And I'm like, oh man, yeah.
Jeez.
So I actually saved some of that fat so that I could cook like vegetables with it.
Which is so crazy to think, yeah. Right? We're cooking like vegetables in fat. It makes the vegetables so much better.
Oh,
it
my
tastes
gosh,
so good
bro.
When you cook it with fat and butter and like
eat it with
whatever
sauce, blue yeah. cheese sauce. You know, as long as the sugar content is low, then it's
yeah,
all good.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, thank you, Cook, for joining our show. Mm-hmm. You know, you could find Big Cook on Instagram and on Twitter, @BIGGKOOK, Big Cook. You need to take a up to date picture of yourself, man. I'd love to throw you up on the website, you know what I mean? And we're just real people, real islanders, you know, real Samoans and Filipinos and Chamorros, and you know, we're just island people out here that, you know, just trying to help our people out. So
help one islander one people at a time.
Yeah.
trying to get our yeah. summer bod on, yeah, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. So
hey man, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John.
You guys are love the podcast.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah, man. We appreciate it, man. We're doing it for you, for us, for our people, for our older generation, our cousins, our people that live overseas, everybody, man. You know,
that's
we're trying
dope.
To do this for everybody.
That's dope.
So thank you for taking that time out today to be with us. And Jeff, unless you have anything else you want to ask, Cook, man, thank you for joining.
I'm good, Cook. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem. When y'all blow up, remember who you're
for sure.
Absolutely.
Keto Island Boys. Keto Island Boys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right,
fellas.
All right, bye.
All right.
For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real-world situations.
Situations where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
All right, today we're looking at the McDonald's menu.
Mickey D's.
We've all been there, and this perfect coincides with what Heinz has just went through this past week at McDonald's.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a big Mickey D's fan. And
who is most,
it? Well, yeah, I feel like a lot of Samoans, at least in this area, the top two fast food places for us Samoans to go would definitely be Mickey D's or Jack in the Box.
Well, not only that, but it's open, like... After the club hours, and a lot here in Seattle, 24 hours.
That happens to coincide with the two fast food chains that happen to be open at 2 a.m. would most likely be McDonald's and Jack in the Box.
So did you go look at the menu, kind of like a keto food item that you saw that you would order?
So I'd say for McDonald's, my go-to burger to get now just standard, you know that they're going to have it. Now that they've updated the quarter pounder, it would definitely be the double quarter pounder with cheese with no bun. So that's pretty, it's usually pretty bomb. They give you a fork and knife to eat it with too.
They just put it in the carton, just kind of open-faced?
No, it has its own plastic bowl. It's basically, they put it in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a lid for the bowl, and then they'll throw the table settings in a plastic fork and knife with the salt and pepper, and the, I think there might be a spoon that comes with it too, and then like a napkin. But yeah,
I haven't gone. I just feel like if I go, I'm gonna be tempted to just order something just off the menu, you know. But actually looking at the menu, I'll probably just go with the quarter pounder, just plain with no bun. It says here it has 18 grams of fat, 1 gram of carb, and 20 grams of protein. That's probably what I would order if I would go there, just that only. Probably would fill me up, you know.
Let's just talk real life. So, we were talking about going to this concert. So I actually ended up going to McDonald's the other night in my Lyft. And I ordered two filet-o-fish without the bun.
Okay.
So two sandwiches without the bun. So basically,
how did they put the bun in there and you just took off the bun? Or did you tell them no bun?
They put it in that one. They didn't put in a bowl. They just put it in the paper container. They put it in the paper container and it had cheese on it. And they put tartar sauce on it too, which was which was actually pretty bomb. But a funny thing that the driver was saying is, if you're not going to have the bun, even if you were or you weren't, he said you should just order a double Filet-O-Fish. So they only charge you for one sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're getting double the Filet-O-Fish. And then it's cheaper that way versus ordering two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches on its own. Just order a double without the bun, and then, you know.
Oh, man.
That's if you were getting two.
It sounds good. Like a double,
it's actually bomb.
A double filet, get double cheese.
I mean, they both had cheese on it anyway.
And tartar.
Oh, yeah, and McDonald's cute. Tartar sauce. Now, I don't know the nutritional facts of it, but it's bomb. It tastes hella fatty, and it's not too sweet either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like the McDonald's tartar sauce is off the hook. So I actually ordered that. Yeah. A 4-piece chicken nugget because I couldn't have, fries.
Yeah.
I wanted something fried.
Yeah.
Although the fish is probably fried too. And then a Diet Coke.
Okay.
So yeah, that was...
Damn.
And it was bomb. And I asked the guy, I was like, can I get 3 tartar sauces, please? Just straight up, you know. Because I knew they're going to charge for it. But I was like, I don't care. I'll pay for that.
You still charge for tartar sauce?
Yeah, well, if you charge for extra. So, they give you one because you ordered chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And then if the other two, it's like 39 cents. At least in
Seattle,
it was 39 cents or something like that for extra tartar.
All right, say pre-keto, Heinz, what would you have ordered? What's your normal go-to meal that you normally would get at McDonald's?
Oh, probably the number 4.
Oh, damn, you already know.
The double. Yeah. Everybody knows their numbers.
I just know my number.
Yeah, it would be the double quarter pounder with cheese. Yeah, for sure, with fries.
Yeah.
And then I would probably have ordered an extra... either chicken sandwich and then this is with bun and everything.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
And then if I was really hungry, I might get like an apple pie too, or some sort of, something like a McFlurry, like an Oreo McFlurry. Yeah, I would murder all of that in no time. And then definitely, and then if I got an extra value meal, my drink would probably be a Sprite, you know.
Did you get an apple pie? You don't do that?
I get an apple pie every once in a while, you know, but I'm more likely to get a McFlurry before an apple pie, though. So
I probably would get, I always get the 2 cheeseburger meal.
Dude, that used to be my go-to high school.
2 cheeseburger meal. I would go large fries, and then I would order, you know, the 4-piece nugget, the 99-cent nuggets, whatever they have. I would get that and probably a Coke. That would be my go-to meal. And I still remember what it tastes like today. It just doesn't leave you.
I've had this conversation before keto and everything, but the syrup that they have at McDonald's for their Coke products, I feel are like phenomenal. For people that like sugar. It's phenomenally.
I didn't even think about it.
People talk. I kind of wish we asked Cook this because he'll tell you McDonald's Coke is different from every other Coke out there.
In another country?
If you were to buy a Coke, like a 20-ounce plastic bottle from a gas station.
Yeah.
Versus going into McDonald's having their fountain Coke.
You're right. It does have
a little tube.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
People are like, dude. McDonald's Coca-Cola is the bomb.
And I'm like, because of the ice they put in there? Even if you got it with no ice, which is good.
I don't know. I think it's the sugar. They have some sort of, and it's fresh, maybe. Hmm. So it's like they have fresh sugary syrup that goes into your Coca-Cola. When I don't know. That's just a guess. But that's funny because I've had multiple conversations with people talking about, dude, McDonald's Coke and McDonald's Sprite is like redonkulously bomb. Especially for people that like to smoke weed. It's like, dude, it's super bomb. And
well, I guess we'll never know now.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine drinking that now.
Yeah.
How sweet that really is. That's got to be ridiculous sweet.
It's crazy because
I would never order it again.
I think maybe a month or so ago, I went out and someone ordered me a Crown and Coke, and it was hard to drink. It was so sugary, and I was like, I wasn't even feeling good. And like, and just that amount of sugar in the Coke, it made me feel kind of, you know, kind of woozy. But that's another subject. But yeah, anyways, Coke.
Yeah, I mean, so I feel like I'm not gonna lie, I totally lost what the.
We were talking about the sugar in the Coke.
It's just super sweet. And so, yeah. And now when I do have excess sugar, because like whenever I do binge, I go all out. I try to go all out for like a small period of time. Like how Jeff was saying, I'll put the pause on myself and take myself out of ketosis for a couple days. And I'll go hard. But when I do go hard, I'm not going to lie, I do get a hangover from the sugar. The sugar gives me a headache. If not that night, the next morning, it's crazy. And I found the best way to kind of get out of that is to fast. Is to not eat. Yeah. So, like, I'll just drink liquids like black coffee. And then that kind of helps me. I feel like making the body use that you know, sugar and letting the insulin spike kind of do its thing. And, you know, I don't want to eat anymore because I don't want to confuse my system. I don't know. That's just for me. Like I said, we're definitely not nutritionists.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, well, that kind of ends our episode 003. And so check us out every Friday for our latest podcast. If you have any suggestions or topics that you'd like us to talk about, or you want to be a guest on our show, just email us at ketoislandboys@gmail.com.
Keto Island Boys with a G.
G. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Keto Island Boys with a Z.
As in zebra.
I saw Gmail. Okay. I was thinking Gmail.
Email us at ketoislandboys@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Keto Island Boys. And that's it for now. Mahalo.